In Daf Yud Beis, Amud Beis, before we learn the Tosfos in, let us just go over quickly the Gemara. The Tana Rabbanon, Irabai Psul, Uminu Acher Tachtov, is Rishen Chayzel Avedosoi. So the first Kohen Gadol goes back, he remains the Kohen Gadol. Sheini Kol Mitzvos Kohuna Gedoyla Olav. He has all mitzvahs kuna gdoilo, so also ba'almona, also be'priye, be'prime. He does the avoyde b'shmeine b'godim. Divrei Rameya. Rabbi Yossi oima rishin choyzel avidosoi. The rishin is take choyzel avidosoi. Sheini einei roi loyle koyin godu. The sheini is not roi to do the avoyde also koyin godu, v'loyle koyin hetyet. Amar Rabbi Yossi brings a raya. Maise Rab, Maise B'Yosef ben Alamitzi Peiri, She'ire boi psul b'koyin godl minu tachtov, V'amul chachomim rishen choyzel avidosoi, She'nyen iroi loy l'koyin godl v'loy l'koyin hedyet. And now the Gemara explains the reason why. Koyin godl mishum eivet. We do not let him officiate as a Kohen Gadol also, which Mayna B'Godim, because that'll create a sinner between himself and the first Kohen Gadol. Kohen Hedyet Mishan Malim B'Kodesh V'Loy Merid. And he should officiate as a Kohen Hedyet, that we also can do, Als Malim B'Kodesh V'Loy Merid. Omar Rabbe Bar Bachonam Rav Yechanin, Halacha ke Rabbi Yossi, we paskan like Rabbi Yossi that the second one is ein roi loy lekayin gadol v'loy lekayin hedyet. U'mayde Rabbi Yossi shim ovar v'ovad. Rabbi Yossi is mayde that if the second kayin did avoda b'shmei negodim, even though he wasn't allowed to, avoda soik sheira. Zoni lechay radin lechatchilem. Mishamei, but it should not be Mishamish Bishmaina Begodim. But the Diavad it's kosher. Omar Yudha Marav Halochi Kerab Yossi, that the second one is not in the Roy Leila Kain Godov Leila Kain Hedyet, the Maid Rab Yossi, Shimeis, Rishain Shechoizel Avedosei. But when the first Kain Godov dies, he goes back. Pshite, mal de teima havele itzore, bechayim, koba achibara. So Moses says, I would think that since he has the potential to become the kayin godol, or nachamala kayin godol, acher, mises horishin, so mamelis alone could also create a eve, doma zemit tape mose omus, viyashamishu, Kamash Malan of Azaybait were not Chayish. Let us see Taisvis. Kayin Godel Misham Eva. Rabbi Yossi said that the Sheini cannot be Mishamish Bishmeine Godel, Bishmeine Begodim, als Eva. Hikshari, Midakama Tama Misham Eva, Mechlal de Minhadin Reili is Kayin Godel Midaraisa. That means Minhad Taire, he's a Kayin Godel. Ela gozru bei Rabbonon mishum eiver. V'teime, so if the whole reason that, if we see from this that he's really a Kohen Gadol, m'kein mai itzach lefrushei taime. The Kohen Hedyet mishum malim b'kodesh. That alts malim b'kodesh is not mishamish alts a Kohen Hedyet. Teipik lei, Bidafinim mikra bepeik sheni desvachim de kain godo shalavash big de kain hedyet va'ovad avidase psula misha mechusa begodim. A kain godo that does the avoide with talad begodim. It's the avoide is psula, he's a mechusa begodim. So memele, so why do you have to say alts malam bekaidish is not droi le kain hedyet? He's not droi le kain hedyet because he's a kain godo. And doing the avoda ba'abo begodim is a mechusa begodim. V'lekel emeim v'dohod akoma d'loi chazi liyes kain godol mishum eiva haino la'acha mises harishayim. Maybe we'll say that he's speaking about B'chayei ha-rishni, stama zayin ala kohen gadol. After the Mises Rishin, then we say al tzeive. So my mail then would be very good. But b'chayei, so we speak melechozli is kohen gadol. That means there's only one kohen gadol. There's no two kohanim gdolim. So b'chayei rishni, stama ala kohen gadol. We don't let him do Avodas Hedyit because Malam Bekaidish, since he once did Avodas Kayin Godel, so we don't let him do Avodas Hedyit. That what we say Alts Eve, Aistamas and Nara Kayin Godel means La'acha Mises Arishin. So Taisha says that's not true. Damayda Rabbi Yosi Dimeis Rishin, Shaini Chayzel Avodosai. Get Acha Mises Rishin, his God could be a Kayin Godel. So Kochach, that what we say Mishamev is not a Kayin Godel. Is Bechaye Rishon. So Bechaye Rishon be'etzem is a Kohen Gadol, and only Alts Eive he's not allowed to do the Avoide of a Kohen Gadol. So Bezois, so why do you have to bring a new reason of Malam Bekoidish? He's not Roy to be a Kohen Hedyet. He's Poshet can't do the Avoide of a Kohen Hedyet. He's a Mechusa Begodim. B'yesh Loimer the Kohen Gadol Mismane Bepeh or mistalik pepe. That a Kohen Gadol is mistalik pepe also. That means even though he had a mile of a Kohen Gadol, but he's mistalik pepe, or be reshalmed dorish lay mikro. Whose pe, or mistabresh adovatoli, bamelech, or bochiva kohanim, kidoma pepe kabo yevinte, diane malka ukmeli shua ben gamle, bekahani rabrevi. So you see that the melech is bekoyach to make him a kohen gadol. So mistama hu adin the melech is bekoyach to make him ois kohen gadol. V'amem b'tesefte b'Yerushalmi b'Yosef ben Alam Mitzipori. This ma'aseh that the Gemara brings down she'ir psul bekohen gadol v'shimei shtachtav and he was mishamish. La'acher she'yotza after he did the avoide. Omar, Hadoini HaMelech, Par V'Soyer Shekreven Hayoim, the Par V'Soyer of the Kohen Gadol, Mishel Mi, who has to pay for it? Mishali, or Mishel Kohen Gadol. He had something in the back of his mind. He meant to say, listen, if I'm paying for it, so I'm the Kohen Gadol. That's what he wanted to say. So remember, tomorrow don't start. I'm the Kohen Gadol. Omar loy amelech loy dayecho sheshimashte sheachas lefnei mi sheomar v'hoyo ilum. That's not enough for you. Ad v'yoda shehusam min hakohune. The melech took care of him. That he's ois Kohen Gadol. So bekitzer, so that is pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara. So be'etzem, you could make ois Kohen Gadol. So that's what Rabbi Yossi is saying. Rabbi Yossi is saying like this: to function out the Kohen Gadol bepoyul, we can't let him do that. Mishum Eiver. So Nebuch, it's a shot. So he can't do anything anymore. So let's make him ois Kohen Gadol. If we make him ois Kohen Gadol, so then he'll be able to do the avoid the out Kohen Hedyet. He's not a mechusa begodim. That the Gemara says that we also can't do to malam bekaidish v'loy meriden. Let us see the next Taisvis. Halacha kerab Yosi. That halacha kerab Yosi, that is any royal, please kai gadol bekai hege. Taim, for Taisvis, ilchesel meshiche, with the halacha we're paskening, this is only negeya, when Mashiach will come. Now we don't have a base of Mikdash anymore, so it's only negeya le Mashiach. So usually the Gemara does not paskin such shilas. Tanegeya now, for later, Mashiach v'chein zayindol, we don't have to paskin now for later. Chiyagavne porich bezvochim, peg beishamai, peg talad mises. V'yishloime de'ike nafkemino, afilu bezman hazeh. This shayla is negeya afilu bezman hazeh, leparneis hamemun ala tzibur. Let's see, the machloikis was by a Kohen Gadol, and you were misalikim, and someone else came up. but it's negeya leparnis hamemun ala tzibur. Let's forget about a kohen gadol. So you have a parnis, va'ovar machmas einis, and then because of an einis you are mesalakim. Shekshayavir ha'einis chayzel l'sraroi. So he goes back to his rore. The gam noigin kovid b'sheini. Kehu maise dram gamliel rabbeleza ben Azaria. So what is Taisa saying? Taisa saying we paskin like Rabbi Yosi. It's not negeya kohen gadol. That's negeya with shibona mikdash. Negeya parnes. So what is negeya? Now that doesn't have taloche ke Rabbi Yosi, and according to Rab Meir, it's also the same thing that the kohen gadol goes back. The gam noigim kovid b'sheini. So who's this? This is Rabbi Yosi. This is. Rav Meir also says that he's that Vakelta Yano Zakayin Gadol. So where is this Psak Negeya Apalnis? So Behemison the Marsha asks this kasha. Behainu Mimasha Omar Rav Yosi Rishen Chayzal Avedosoi. So Memele, so that's Pshatna Halacha Kirab Yosi, Viktas Koshet, Lach Milsa Lavitzach, Lemivsa Kilchasa Kirab Yosi, Kivin the Ramei and Amikam Mahochi the Rishon Choyza Lavaidose Acha Sha'ova Machmas Oines. Yesh Liashet. Pshat and Taisvis is as follows. The Gemara, Taisvis brings a Gemara in Brochis. What was the Mais in Brochis? They were Mesalakam Gamliel to be Nasi. They made Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Nasi. Then later, they brought back Ram Gamliel. So the Gemara says, so they reinstated Ram Gamliel. Now, after they reinstated Ram Gamliel, they had a problem, so what do we do now? Who's gonna say the Shiurim? Now we have two Rosh Hashivas over here, Ram Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So the Gemara says like this. Nidresh ma'al chode b'shabata, ma'al chode shabata, ma'al chode shabata, osi lekanuye. That's no good. It'll be a psakine. So the Gemara says, so they made that Ram Gamliel darshened 3 weeks. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah chodesh Shabbat. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah darshened 1 week. So lechayre dachsme. So what is pshat in the Gemara? Dachsme from that Gemara you see what is pshat in that Gemara? Pshat in that Gemara dachsme is as follows: that Ram Gamliel came back. Now, they had a problem with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. They'd made him Rosh Yeshiva. What's with him? So the Gemara says, if they'll both be equal, osi lekenuya. We can't do this. So here we see already, here we see Rabbi Yosi Svore. I mean, Rabbi Meir wasn't chayish for Eva. He's a kohen gadol. He's a kohen gadol. So they'll both do the avoda. I mean, the second one is doing the avoda b'shmayin the begodim shtechta yizayin oigin. I mean, that's not, he's a kohen gadol. So lechayre that Gemara is not going according to Rav Meir. Lechayre it's not going according to Rav Yosi also. Rav Yosi said that he can't function as a kohen gadol. And there it says lemaisa, he said a shir once a month. It could be that the difference is as follows, that by a kohen gadol, the the Ava is, he's mishamish, there it's not totally in the amount of a Kohen Gadol does avayda b'shmayna b'godim. That's the godless of the Kohen Gadol during the year. Now, if the second one will also do the avayda b'shmayna b'godim, so there's Ava. There's no din of the Kohen Gadol does this. There's no certain amount of time that the Kohen Gadol has to do it. The godless of the Kohen Gadol during the year was, he did avayda b'shmayna b'godim. He's also going to do the avayda b'shmayna b'godim, so there's Ava. So he can't do the avayda b'shmayna b'godim. Here, the Gemara Taka says the same. Here, the godless of the Rosh Yeshiva was that he said a Shia. So if they both say a Shia, each one will say once a week, so then it's Taka, there's Ava. But if one will say three times a month, and one will say the once a month, so Memela, so then we see he's still the main Rosh Yeshiva. So we are doing two things. We are making sure that there shouldn't be Ava. We're not making him equal to Ram Gamliel. Le'idach Gise, we are not degrading him completely if we could avoid it. The Lashon of the Ritva Dachsam is clear like this. The Ritva says, he brings down Tosfos Kasha, and he says, it's Negeya Shim Over by a Parnis, Shim Over Me Oinsoi Chayza Liminuyov, the first one, Ve'inoyegin Bizoyin B'Sheini, you're not Mevaza the Sheini, Ve'oisi Be'inyin Shetloi Tehei Eva, V'Sheloi Yeridu L'Sheini. You make sure there shouldn't be Eva, and L'Idach Yisa there shouldn't be Yeridu L'Sheini. So L'Chayre, I mean, this nekude not to make Eva, that was Rabbi Yossi's Ashtik Teire. Rabbi Meir wasn't Geiris this. And that is what we paskin according to Rabbi Yossi. Now, so according to the Ritva, it says klo like that. The problem is, Ataisva doesn't mention that. Deacon Afkamina Bafila Bizman Azela Paulis, Hamamun Ala Tziba. Baba Mahmas Oinis Shachiave Hoinis Choizel Sararusoi. The Gam Noyagin Kovid Bishaini, so it's a Psika Chosamina Sefer. I mean, if the Ikevot of Ataisis would mean like the Ritva, that's Mr. Pshat and Marshal's Kasha. I mean, if Taisis would mean like the Ritva, so that is also according to Rameya. The Ikevot is that Taisis should have said that we're Chayish for the... Maybe the Gam Noigim Kovet B'Sheini means, but we're Zicha Chas... The gam noigim covered b'sheni, but was zicha also, but was zicha noig covered l'rishon that there shouldn't be eva. So maybe it's unclear, Taka, what Tosfos wants to say. Vayid perikama de tainis the pasuk am gamliel dama b'zayim v'machesh v'nshayil magshomim umukilo b'zman shebeis hamigdosh kayim. The gemara passes like am gamliel. That you first are shoyel for kshamim zayin macheshvin, not gimel macheshvin, zayin macheshvin, because it would be difficult for the oile regolim to get back home before zayin macheshvin. So we wait to zayin macheshvin. So let's ask there the kasha. So hilchas ala meshiche. Now we don't have a base hamikdash anymore. Don't have any oile regolim. Yeshleim daf kamina filo bezman hazeh. No, by the Bnei Bavel, there's also a hefsid if Kshamim will come earlier. So according to Ram Gamliel, just like we reckon with the hefsid of the Oile Rigolim, so we reckon with the hefsid of the Bnei Bavel. So Mamela, it's not a Hilchus al Mashiach. Bohadama bepsachim pekelu dvorim gabi pesach. Klal omer rabbi kiva kol meloche shi efshelasis merev shabbos deiches a shabbos. That's efshelasis ein deiche. Oposik begemore haloche ke rabbi kiva. Dit negea kolbonis. So zama ich et fragen hilchesele meshiche. Yeshlame daf kemine linien mile. Negea other mitzvahs which are deiche shabbos. So it's dafke psiyef shalasay semi'erev Shabbos. Ba'avol gav de gabi mila nami posik rabbi yudachi pekabalaza de mila. So why do you have to pasken like rabbi kiva in psochem? Koma ken posik kochi betreidukti la lumi piske de mila. So it's right, it's a mila de kepsak. So it's not hilchus ala mashiach. The kosher. The beperik at chelas posik rab shimon chabi yoisi ben destoy gabi chavite kain god. This is shper already. Here it's already chavite kain god, or it's not negeya. Here it's like a hilchus ala mashiach. So Taisus answers now the kasha v'yishloima the ein hashas taifis that bekasha hilchus ala mashiach. It's not a muchach tike kasha that you can't pasken. You don't pasken since it's only negeya b'lachabias mashiach. Rabbi Yosef Maksha Oyse Bepeg Dalad Misa Beg Basham. Rabbi Yosef held it's not necessary to Paskin. Avaloshase Nechoshis. Kehi the Mahadil Rabbi Yosef Beg Basham, Elamahata Shkitas Kotchim Le Nisna. Let's not learn about Kotchim. It's Ilchasal Mashiach. So it could be the whole Kasha is not a Kasha Muskemet. So that's why Agamor didn't ask it. Plenechayim. Koyin zatzal tirit, the loiporich ochi lahecha de iki tarti. This whole kash of hilchasala meshicha is, vitzilchasala meshicha vavere, kegoinahi de perik beishamai, tairi bepigo, beperik dalad mises, gabi bas koyin shezinza. Even the tarti milse, loishchiche hi, lehabal el mipsik hilchasala milse, loishchiche klal. So others, the Teisa Rosh explains a little better, Dach Sechmir, that by Yemoisam, Teisa Shishonim, that by Yemoisam Mashiach, there won't be any Aveira. That means now it's not Negeya. You're claiming about Pigul be Yemoisam Mashiach, Pigul be Yemoisam Mashiach, there also won't be. Because then people won't be doing Averis anymore. So the Mela is, so the whole Psak is not Negeya, not now and not later. That is Pshat, that's the Tziruf of Tarti. It's not Negeya now, and it's Negeya and Avera. Zog the Gemara weiter. Rab Yehuda Oimer af Isha Acheres Maskinim Loi. Fragt the Gemara. So the Rabbonon asked on Rabbi Yehuda. We heard in the Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda im afisha acheres maskin loy shema tomos ishtoi amru loy im kain ein lo davar seif. So the Marei Misada explains from the word im kain that means im kain goes v'chayish shema tomos ishtoi. She says im kain if you're chayish. And you want to make sure that this won't occur, ain't the double safe. So you're not accomplishing anything by misaking a second Isha because she also might die. Im kein ain't the double safe. Shaper ka omri leila Rabbi Yehuda. Take gerech. Rabbono nami ho chayishi l'shemo. That's the kash and im kein. He said, there's two kashas, it seems, in Cain. If you're chayish, so then ain't the dover saif. He didn't accomplish anything. But by stays, im Cain is also a kasha. That means, why should you b'chal be chayish? And if you are chayish, so you're not accomplishing anything, because two might also die. The rabbona nami ha chayishi l'shema, frek the gemara, the rabbona b'osho chayish. Shema, maybe the Kohen Gadol might become possible. Amri loch rabbonon tume shchiche misa loy shchiche. We were chayish for milsa de shchiche. That's legitimate to be chayish for milsa de shchiche. But misa is a milsa de loy shchiche. So why should you be chayish? That's the imkain. Zokte gemara weiter. Amru loy imkain ein ledavo seif. And if you are chayish for a milsa de loy shchiche. So then, for such a chash, two will not be misalik the chash. Fregte gemore shape ka omri leila Rabbi Yehuda. So that they said very good to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda omalacha lemise decha de chayshina. L'misa d'talti loy chashino. That means they held that the misa of chodo is that still falls into the gather of tzorich lochush. Though it's not so shchiach, because a psagazunta froi, a plutzling should tzedai yom kippur, it's not the tzweit von shchiach, but it's something to be chayish. But already, if we have already that he has two potential wives, so then loy chashina. The rabbono, so they held that tarti in chode, even though chode is also milsa de loy shchiche, but tarti is a different sugingansen. That means that keep a chalnish darayim in the, that you have to be chayish for that. Rabbonon iikel meiches. If already you're being chayish for milsa de loy shchiche, so memela in loy shchiche, there's no two sukim. So this is also loy shchiche, more loy shchiche, less loy shchiche. But if you're chayish for loy shchiche, I feel a misa de tain chashin. The rabbonon neimlo inu lenafshay. Eisus luchayre. But this kasha, they're saying that in a mokim, when there's a mokim lochayish. So then, by adding on another isha, you're not solving the problem. This is not a sure solution. So, fact the Gemara. So, what's the lumdus in the Chachamim alone? They were chayish for psul. That's a milsa de shchicha. So psul is a milsa de shchicha. So, memele, what did they accomplish by being mafresh another coin? Both of them could become puzzled. This is not a tikkun klali. The rabbonim name reinu lenafshayu. Omri loch rabbonim koyin godol zorisu. So the rabbonim said, you're right. Einachanami. If there'd be a real chash that maybe the koyin would become posel or tomei, so by making a mafresh another koyin, so what do you have? So two could also become posel. If we take a chayish for that, so two could also become possible. No, but some there's no chash. Even though two is a milsa de shchiche, but a kohen gadol who's a zoris, by him it won't occur. Kohen gadol zorisu. So now it's a milsa de loy shchiche. So therefore, we don't need to be chayish or become tummy. By a zoris is immune to these psulim, even though be'etzim it's shchicha, but a zoris is immune to these psulim. Take the gemara, izorisu lama maskinin koyin acher. Someone of shech. So if he's a zoris, he's saying now, even though tum is a milsa de shchicha, but by a zoris, you don't have to be chayish, it will occur. Is lama maskinin koyin acher? So why do you have to be misakin a koyin acher? And for the Gemara, kivin dav dina lei tzore kosh kein dem izdares tvei. That napshad is we're making another kohen, maybe he'll become tummy. We're not chayish batsim that he'll be tummy because he's a zoris. No, we want to bolster his zrizas. Mitzadecha, there's one tchun of zrizas out, the Yerushamayim of the kohen gadol. That's one mahalach in his zrizas. But we want to motivate the Tzad HaRasha boy that also should be a Sib of Zrizis. That means by making another Kohen Gadol, so he has another motivation, a Shloilish Modike motivation to make sure he shouldn't become puzzled, because of the Dina Lei Tzorah, so he sees in front of him, Yena might do the Avoid B'Yom HaKippurim, so he has now a Shloilish Modike motivation to make doubly sure that he'll be a Zoris and he won't become puzzled. Zogt Rashi, Zorisu v'nishma minatume. So memela is nothing but to really be afraid about. Avol misa ein mesura biyodeinu. So memela that you can't do anything about it. Zogt the Gemara weiter. Umi sagilei betakante. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Rabbi Yehuda holds that we're chayish, that Shema Tomos Ishtoi. So what you do is maskin eloi isha acheres. So does that solve the problem? I mean, you're mazmin another isha. Basically, so you're mazmin another isha, that doesn't make that he's married to her. Beisai Omar Rachmone, Vahach Lav Beisai. She's not Beisai. Some say what she's Muchan to become his wife, that won't help the situation. Vahach Lav Beisai. And for the Gemara, the Mekadosh law. You know what? He's Mekadosh before Yom Kippurim. Frag the Gemara, that also doesn't help. V'hokama de loikonis lo, la beisai, is vaitanish beisai. So what did you do? You didn't accomplish anything. The Ritva has two mahalchim. One mahalach he has, that they wanted to do everything before Yom Kippurim, because in Yom Kippur, midrabonon, you're not allowed to be kainis. Not allowed to be Mekadosh, so you have to do everything before Yom Kippur. So before Yom Kippur, if you want Mekadosh, if you want Kainis, you don't have, so you didn't accomplish anything, same as they being Mafresha. That's one Mahalach. Another Mahalach is that even will say that they weren't afraid that they would, maybe the Tzairich to have a wife that would be Mata, it would be matter to be Mekadosh and make Chuppah Yom Kippur alone, but what'll be, let's say, he's in the middle of the Avodah, and the first wife dies, so what's gonna be with that Avodah now? It's a Feltach and Beisai. So we have to make sure, Erev Yom Kippur, he's assured of a wife. So therefore, it's Maskin Eloi is not only where Mazmin and Isha to become his wife, but the Kohen Gadol is Mekadisha. The Kohen Gadol makes Nisuin with her. So Mamela, now he has already another wife. So if the first one will die, he has a second one. It's like the Gemara, but it's too good. In Kain Havale Shnei Batim. So he has now two Batim. He has two wives. Verachmona Omar Vekiper Ba'adoi Uva'ad Beisoi. V'loi ba'ad shnei batim. He has to have one bias, not two batim. Oh, so that's a kasha. He says, so b'emesin, we have told Chazim, this is a very difficult gemara. We will have kashas and terutzim, and the terutzim really don't for him, for all the kashas. That's how Rashi and Tosfos explain. Till finally in Amud Beis, the gemara comes to the emesit teretz. But we have over here a shakla v'tay that a makshin that is trying to for emfer. We had here two problems. One problem was that stamazay being maskina la isha acheres, that's nothing. She's not considered base. So you have to make kedushin and chupa. So that solved that problem. But the Gemara says it solved the problem. Now he has a new basei, but it brings with it another problem. So now it's a problem of shnei batim. So the Gemara says, Dahodah Megarishlo. So the Gemara says, so the problem of Shnei Batim, so we solved the first problem. He married her and made Chuppah, so she became his bias. Now this is creating a new problem, so Dahodah Megarishlo, so give her a get. This was again an unclear teretz. There's a maskona how the get is given, but the Gemara Deval took it kipshutoi. In fact, the Gemara in Megarish law, if he's going to give her a get, is Odre Kushin Leduchta, so we're back by step one. So he gave her a get. He was afraid maybe the first one might die, so he married a second one, but then they told him, but this is a problem now that you have Shnei Batim, gives her a get. So Mamelus is back with one wife, that there's a suffix, maybe she'll die, so he didn't accomplish anything. Hodron Kushin Leduchta. So the Gemara says, no, the pshat is leitzriche de megarish lo al tanai. No. The kedushin and chuppah accomplish something, and you have a problem of base batim, we'll take care of that also. How we can do everything? The megarish lo al tanai. is going to mimigarish the second one on a tnai. The Omar Lo, he tells us as follows. Areze giteich al menas shetomusi. That if you're going to die in Yom Kippur, you'll be giget. So what did he accomplish with this? What did he accomplish with this? So he accomplished, about one thing he accomplished. He accomplished that if she's going to die Yom Kippur, so number one, she's not useful Saivasai, because she's going to die Yom Kippur. So Mamela, Chobnish Sufil Fanir, she's going to die Yom Kippur. Number two, if she's going to die Yom Kippur, not only is she not useful, she's problematic also, because Kozman, she was alive, so he has two wives. So if you die Yom Kippur, he tells her, you're not helpful and you're harmful. So I'm going to give you a get that if you're going to die Yom Kippur, you can get from right now. So what did we accomplish? So we accomplished that if she won't be helpful, she won't be harmful. That is what we accomplished. It means if you're going to die Yom Kippur, so Mamela, you get from now. Frag the Gemara, that's very good. In the Tzad. Now let's go a little further. Let us see Rashi. Rashi explains it a little better. Zoriz v'nishma minatume. Yeah, that's what we said. Omisa mesur b'yadeinu. B'takante b'hazmone. Hazmone is not enough. Hadron kushin. So the Gemara says, if you're going to give her a get plain, the Shema Thomas, maybe the first one is going to die. You just want misalik the second one. So the Gemara said, Al menashe tamusi b'yom ha-kippurim. If you are going to die yom ha-kippurim, so you can get from now. Ve'im meisa boi b'yom. So if she dies yom kippur, nimtza get l'mafreya. Ve'en kan ele b'yisecha. So Mamele, so she won't be mekalkel if she dies Yom Kippur. Now we did something else also. Ve'im loy meisahi, what will be if she won't die? Umeisa chavato, and the chavato will die. Nishara loy zois. So then he hears this one. So he accomplished two things already. If she will die, she's not helpful, but she's not harmful either. If she won't die, and the first one will die, so she's gevaldik. So we took care of two tzadim. If she'll die, we took care of her, and if she won't die, and the other one will die, also things are taken care of. Nishara lo izois, shein a get. He only gave her a get if she's going to die. Zot Rashi, v'chol sugya zois. We have a whole sugya over here. Ein terutzim shebo yecholim lamay. The terutzim are not emesit terutzim. That means that if I emphasize something, but it's not a solution to the problem. Ki yesh lahem tshuvis rabes. You can slug them up with many kashes. Ve'enai elo ki melamdim oisonu, so the whole sugya is as follows. She'im toimer came, the whole sugya is going like this. If you'll say this is pshat in the get, yesh lahoshiv kei. The whole shakla v'tariya is, the Tosfos says that the Balashas is saying. He said he gave her a get. So now let's speak out 20 tzadim. What you could mean, if you meant this, so this won't be good. If you meant this, so this won't be good. That is the whole sugya, till eventually we come out to a solution. Ve'enei meishiv kol tshuvish yesh lahoshiv. Doesn't ask all the kashas you could ask. Ki ba'achas hu mesalke l'tals ben yinacha. As soon as he asks someone kashas, he goes with a different malach. Ad shehemido al mechayna. So al koponim, so the vial, this was the first mahalach, which we accomplished two things. If the second one will die in Yom Kippur, so she's not helpful at all, so we made sure she won't be harmful, because we'll give her a get l'mafreya. If the second one won't die, and she'll be helpful, so if the first one will die, she'll be very helpful. So b'meila, then we have the second one. So he made that the second one is, if she's not helpful, she's not harmful. And if the first one will die, she'll be helpful. Fragt die Gemara, but there's a possibility, vidil meloy maisa, maybe the first one won't die. Vahavale shnei batim, so you have shnei batim, so a mele, so it's bitter. He fall off that. So now, but let us hold cheshbon. So the Gemara is asking a kasha, that means, and now we're saying like this. You said he's giving the second one a get if the second one will die. The second one won't die, he's not giving her a get. So it's your kasha, maybe the second one won't die, and the first one won't die, so you have to bat it. So the kasha is, we have a problem. If both of them won't die, we have a problem. So the Gemara says, so I'll tell you a different tonight. El adomu harei ze gitoch al menash shalei tamusi. So now I'll solve this problem. That means you ask the kasha what will be if she won't die, so then you'll have two batim. So let's make the tnai as follows. The tnai will be that he tells the second one, if you won't die, you're giget. So memele, your kasha was maybe she won't die and the first one won't die. So that kasha I've emphasized. If she won't die and the first one won't die, so the second one is geget. He said, "Arei ze gitoch al menash shaloi tamusi." So memele iloi misa. If she won't die, if the second one won't die, megal shelo. So then she's geget. Ve'i misa. And if she will die, okay, ma'ach. So we have the first one. So this case, that means the kasha was, what'll be if the first one and the second one will be alive? So if I cared, I said if the both will be alive, he's giving a get to the second one. And if the second one will die, so we have aye to the first one. Fragt die Gemara, vidilma hiloi misa. Maybe the second one won't die. Now he said, if the second one won't die, v'hava lo gite dahai gita, so then her get is a get. That was the teretz, that if she won't die, if the second one won't die, she's geget. So she won't die. Umaisi chavata. And maybe the first one will die. That means misa dechad chayshina. Before we started asking, maybe both won't die, which is more shchiach. And that the Gemara says, no, if both won't die, I took care of the situation. I'm giving her a get. I'm giving her a get, hastis, that the second one, if the second one won't die, she'll be geget. And if the second one will die, so I don't have the second one to help the situation, but then I'll have the first one. There's a problem. If the second one won't die, so there's a time there was two batim. But let's not go into that problem. But the Gemara said now, but there is a tzad, maybe the first one will die. And some emele, and you gave the second one a get if she won't die. So the second one won't die. You're playing Russian roulette over here. You gave the second one a get if she won't die. Maybe Taki she won't die. Two zicha won't die. So the second one you gave a get if she won't die. The first one might die. The kumlei beloy bias. So now he's stuck without a bias at all. So this didn't, so that's also not a solution. Now this is a very shver gemara. The Nagos Rav Simcha Midesve, he's meichik this akimta over here. Because we'll see soon how that it's like a very shver. The amala amenash shetomus achas mikem. So lechayre, what did he want to accomplish? He asked Akasha, maybe the second one won't die, and the first one will die. That was his Kasha. Because before he said that the get was, if you won't die, you get. Now, so the Gemara answered on this Nekuda, he didn't say, if you won't die, you get. I mean, he didn't say that. He didn't say, if you won't die, you get. So, Memeila. So, if she won't die, she won't be, so the, I don't have this now. We're up to a matzav over here. The problem, let us go back to the problem. The problem was that if he tells the second one, if you won't die, you get, and the first one might die, so Memeila, so he doesn't have anything. He the first one is dead, that he can't help, and the second one, he was megarish. So he lost the second one by saying, if you won't die, I'm getting you. So that means he had a second one, and he was ma'abed the second one with this tnai. If you won't die, I'm giving you a get. So the Gemara says, no, he doesn't say this tnai. He doesn't say this tnai, if you won't die, I'm getting you. So therefore, since he didn't say this tnai, so if she won't, so I have the second one around, if she won't die. But the Gemara says, but he made a different tnai. He says, if one of you die, so then you get. So really we didn't accomplish anything. So if the first one will die, so the second one is also giget. So what did you accomplish? So that's a problem. But the bigger problem is that the Gemara says that we did accomplish something. Look what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, "The Amalo Menashe Tomos Achas Mikem." If one of you will die, so the Gemara says, "Now everything is good." Misa ho, if the second one will die, Hakaimaha. We have the first one. That's good. We're not, both won't die. We're not chayish and misa detrei. Misa hach, if the first one will die, hakaimaho, we have the second one. Now this is a shrek. This is not true. Because if the first one will die, he said, amanasha tomos achas mikem. So this is Rab Simcha Midesva, the Ma'am Nacham Eishim Efesh, the Yes Tiskasha, so. This is shver. But the Gemara asks a different kasha. The Gemara asks, v'dilme loy maise v'loy chodem inayu. In fact, the Gemara, but the whole get was if one will die. But what if none will die? So memele, so then he has two wives. And that's more shchiach to occur, that none will die. That one should die, mamish the next day. Two healthy women and one should die. So you didn't accomplish anything. But oi, another kasha, pihai gavne mihave gita. Frekte gemore, now this whole tnai, this tnai al menashe tomus achas mikem. Now let's elaborate a little. What is pshat in this tnai? So he's telling her like this, that if let's say the second one is Rochel and the first one is Leah. So he told al menashe, he's speaking to Rochel, he's giving Rochel the get, and he told Rochel, if Leah will die, you're giget. Fine, that's a tnai. Leah will die, you're giget. We have a problem, we don't have a bias, but that tnai is a kaponim, a good tnai, it'll work. Then we told Rochel, achas mikem. That means, what if you'll die? You also giget. If you'll die, you giget. Now, let us understand, let's take this tnai mitzadatzma. He's going over to Anisha, and he tells the Isha, that if you're going to die, you get from now. So let us think for 1 minute, did this get accomplish anything for this Isha? Did this Isha derive anything from this get? So Kozman, she's alive, she can't be samech anything, she can't get married. He said, if you're going to die, you're going to be get. So Kozman, she's alive, there's a suffix, maybe she won't die, maybe her husband will die first. If her husband will die first, so then, So then the get is ich and all good, because, let's not talk about that. But she's not getting any benefits whatsoever from this get, if he told her that you're only going to be get if you're going to die. Because Kozman, she's alive, she's mu'ugit to her husband, because maybe she won't die. V'omar Rove said, Areize gitech, al menash leitishti yayin, kol yemei chayai, or v'chayeichi, ein ze krisis, kol yemei chayai ploini, areize krisis. So the Gemara says, the Gemara is Chayza from the first member of Rove. And the Gemara in Gittin says, if he said, kol yemei chayai, or chayai ploini, so the get did accomplish something. The get accomplished that if he dies, or if ploini dies, so she's geget. No, if he says, so memela, so did it accomplish the krisus? If he said, kol yemei chayechi, if he said, you're not allowed to drink wine, kol yemei chayechi, kol zman, you're alive, you're not allowed to drink wine, and if you're going to drink wine, so you're not geget, so it comes out her whole life, she's me'uget to him. She can't drink wine her whole life. So that's astira to krisis. Krisis means that after the get, there has to be some time that she's upgeschnitten from him. And if he said, shleitish te yayin kol yimei chayayichi, there's no krisis. So memela, if he told her that your giget al menashe tomus, so memela, her whole life, she's mugitim. There's no krisis whatsoever. So that is not a t'nai that can function. So you cannot be toile the t'nai of the gerishin in tomus, because then there's no krisis. So the Gemara says, you're right. Elo the omalo, Harei ze gitech al menas shaloi tomos chavotach. The get is as follows. If loi tomos chavotach, if your chavotach will not die, so that means, so let's see what we accomplish. If your chavotach will not die, so we have a bias already from the chavotach, then you're making problems, then you're giget. Then you are giget. If the chavotach will die, then we need another wife. So then you're not geget. So Baruch Hashem. So we went and took care now. We took care now. So the her get is totally, if the chavata won't die, you're geget. Because then you're only making problems. I have a chavata. If the chavata will die, so then we need you. So then you're not geget. Eloi misis chavata megarsha. Then she's geget. V'imisa, if the chavata will die, v'imisa ho, hokaima, so then she's alive. So mail is doch gewaldig. Frag the Gemara, but there's still a problem. V'dilme maisa chavata bepalgedavoid. We wanted to make sure there shouldn't be a problem of shnei batim, so we said as follows. If your chavata will not die, you're geget. If the chavata will die, you're not geget. So what'll be if the chavata will die in the middle of the day, in the middle of the avodah? So the chavata died, we need her. So she's not geget. But the chavata was alive half of Yom Kippur. She died in the middle of the avodah. So memele, so it comes out that he had till the middle of the avodah to batim. So memele, take the chaychnish. V'dilma maisi chavote bepalge da avoide. That means, if the chavote would be cooperative and die before the beginning of the avoide, So then this tnai would be gewaltig. So he told as follows. He told that if the chavata won't die, you're geget. So he has the chavata for wife. If the chavata will die, let's say she'll die at night, so then you're not geget. So memela, when it comes to the avoide, if the chavata died, he has the second wife. The chavata died at night. If the chavata didn't die, so he has the first wife. But the Gemara says, what if she won't die on time? She's going to die in the middle of Yom Kippur, she's going to die. So if she's going to die in the middle of the Yom Kippur, the tnai was, if she doesn't die, you're geget. But if she does die, we need you, so you're not geget. So you're his wife, and he had a wife till the middle of the Avodah. So he had two batim. So it's bitter. The Dilme Maise Chavata Bepalge da Avodah, Vigoli milse la mafreya, the ho lab gitu, since the chavata died, so she's not geget. And we need a saiva sai. And v'ovid lay avoid the bishnei batim, and he did avoid the bishnei batim. Zok de gemore, ele do oma lo, areize gitoch, almenaz, shetomus chavotoch. No, we said like this. If the chavata will die, whenever she'll die. If the chavata, areize gitoch, almenashe tomes chavotoch. So if the chavata will, we asked the kasha before was, if the chavata will die, you're married, And the chavata was married till the middle of the avoide, so now we have two batim. So the Gemara says, no, if the chavata, your problem I'm gonna solve. Cause if the chavata will die, so then I'm gonna get from now. The omar lareze gitach omenashe tomus chavotach. So then if she dies, you won't have two batim. Because I was gonna get ready from the beginning. Frag the Gemara v'dilme maisi chavoto v'havale gita doho gita aber v'kom lei beloi bayis. The Gemara says that is true. That is true is that the chavoto will die in the middle of the day, so you won't have a problem till the middle of the day because then I was going to get from the beginning. But what are you going to do afterwards? Afterwards you're stuck without a wife. I'm going to get from the beginning and the chavoto died in the middle of the avodah. And for the Gemara, Ella the Megarish Lohu Letabai. So the Gemara says that what the Megarish Lo get, it doesn't work with one get. You have to give both a get. Lechada Omalo Areze Gitech Almenas Shaloi Tomus Chavotach. The first one, he says, Yogi get if she won't die. So now we're back to that. That means, if she won't die, you're geget. If she won't die, so he has a wife. He has the first wife. So then we don't need you. So then you're geget. So if he has the first wife, you're geget. Almenash shloi tomes chavotach. So then you're geget. If it's tomes chavotach, then you're not geget. We have you, but there's a problem. Maybe she'll die be'emtza hayoyim. Olochod ha'omalo, the first one he went to and he told her, arei ze gitech, al menash sheloi tikonsi lebeis ha'knesses. That you shouldn't come into the shul. By nila, you shouldn't come to shul. If you don't come into shul, there's a whole shul, a whole Yom Kippur, you don't come, not for Yiske, not for, you don't come into the shul. So Memela, what did he accomplish? So if she will, if the first one won, that means like this, the whole problem was as follows. The whole problem was, he told the second one, if the first one doesn't die, you'll geget. So that means if I have a first one, I don't need you, you're making problems, so you'll geget. No, the problem was, if the first one will die, then I need you, then you're not geget. But the problem is, but then the first, Kozman, the first one was alive, so there was shnei batim. So he said, the first one, if the first one won't come to shul that day, then she'll be geget. The first one won't come to shul, won't enter the shul that day, then she'll be geget. So Memelis, it comes out like this. If the first one won't die, So by Nila, she's going to walk into shul. She's coming to shul. She has to walk into shul. So Mamela, she walked into shul. So she's not going to get. He only gave her get if she won't walk into shul. So Mamela, she's going to walk into shul by Nila. So she's not going to get. The second one is geget because he told the Yumagurish if the first one Shloi Thomas Chavuta, so you're geget. The second one is geget. The first one is not geget. She walked into shul by Nila. Now we were afraid maybe she's going to die the first one. So if the first one's going to die, then she's not going to come to shul. So he's not to come to shul. So he told her, if you're not going to come to shul, you're going to be geget. So Mamelin, she'll be geget. So it's gevaldik. It's gevaldik. That means if she dies, so she didn't come to shul, so she's geget l'mafreya. If she'll be alive, she'll come to shul, so she won't be geget. And the second one is geget, because if she's alive, the second one is geget. Frag de gemore, v'dilme loy maisei chavata, maybe the first one won't die. But maybe she won't go to shul. She won't go to shul. You have to, she'll say till him at home. She has to know. She won't go to shul. So she won't go to shul. So she'll say till him at home. She won't go to shul. So then we'll find out that she was geget. She was alive and she didn't come to shul. So memele, so what'll be? So she's geget. And the second one is also geget, because the first one's alive. So the second one is geget. She didn't come into shul, so she's also geget. So memele, so now he's stuck without a wife. Vavala gita de tavayu gita, become lay beloy bayis. He doesn't have a wife. So you can't rely on her. Ella. So we go back again. To the second one, we have a very good tonight. El lechoda amala areze gitech almenas shloi tomos chavotach. To the second one, we say this tonight. If she won't die, you're geget. So memele, so if she won't die, you'll create a problem by being shnei batim. No, if she won't die, you're geget. El lechoda amala areze gitech almenas She'ekonis anila beisaknesses. The Kohen Gadol has to take these things. He can't rely on a woman over here. He has to take things in his own hands. So he says, Amanash ekonis anila beisaknesses. If I walk into the shul, then you're geget. The Samamele says, the imai siho. Now, if the first one will die, if the second one will die, so we have the first one. Both won't die. If the first one will die, we have the second one. Because we just said that he only gave the second one a get if the first one won't die. If the first one dies, so the second one's not going to get. My ikula meima, dilme maisi chavata bepalge da avoide. Maybe the chavata will die in the middle of the avoide, va'ovid le avoide mafreya bishnei batim. Maybe she's going to die in the middle of the avoide. So the gemore, ichozi lo de kaboi le meimis, if they're going to see that she's holding by dying, kodem iu, so they beep the Kohen Gadol, and they tell him, listen, you have to go to shul now. You have to make sure that the first one gets geget. Ichozi lo dekoboi lemeimis, that she's up to dying. Kodem ihu va'ayu lebeis haknesses. So then he goes into the shul. That was the t'nai. The t'nai was, if I walk into the shul, you're going to be geget. So Mamela, if we see that she's holding by dying, so we then it's bitter. So then if she's gonna die, the second one is not geget. But then we want to make sure that the first one should be geget. So the get will work if he walks into the shul. So Mamela, so kodem iyu ba'ayu lebeis haknesses umashve legite daho gite lemafreya. So he makes her get lemafreya, and that is the tonight. Let us just see Rashi. Um, כי גבנה שתנאי תולי בחיי מיהו וגטה אין זה קריסה שרי כל ימי חיי קשור הבוי בענן קריסס בינן. כל ימי חיי פלוי נראה זה קריסס ותינוסי לאחר then she's allowed to get married. ותינוסי לאחר מיסס פלוי. Now this is a שוור הרשי כל ימי חיי פלוי נראה זה קריסס. He said אמנה שלו תיש תיין כל ימי חיי פלוי נראה זה קריסס. So Rashi says, "V'tinosi la'acha Mrs. Pliny." She should get married after that Pliny dies. Why? Lochayre Rashi, why does she have to wait till that Pliny dies? Because we're afraid. Because if she'll get married before, then she'll drink wine as a bitter geshefts, so there'll be a kilkul. So Loshna Rashi is very unclear. V'gam yayoyim uget. Rashi says, even before Yenda died, it's also a get. Now Rashi says, Shim kilkolo ein kan chiyav eishas ish. So l'chayre Rashi is going now, if she got married after he died, is ein kan chiyav eishas ish, shein el l'chsha shem atish te yayim b'chaye pleini. But Rashi is very unclear. Shloi tomus chavotoch, vi loi meise chavotoch, avo loi get lo mafrev, ein kan ela bayis echot. I meise chavotoch, kai mahach, da ein gito get. Shalaiti kansi biyayim ha-kipurim.